not quite one-fourth, and never just half, but the entirety of one primate, whole. It is the part of a story, an idea that means more to you than me. Hello and welcome to Full Gorilla Life. We are Jeremy Keene,
Larry Medina,
and Corey Hewlings.
Each week, we will break down an important life concept or talk with an inspiring person so that you can live your full gorilla life. Hello and welcome back to Full Gorilla Life. We're tonight, we have a nice guest tonight, Stephanie LeBlanc. She's a lawyer and founder of Vero Pride. We'd like to welcome you to the studio.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. And before we go too far into depth, we'd like to do a quick gorilla gauntlet and learn a quick little synopsis of you here.
Yeah, so let's get started on that. So we're going to ask you some rapid fire questions. Feel free to.
Very intense stuff.
Very intense. Super intense. Okay. So, all right, I'm joking. All right. So, first question is married or single?
Married.
Any children?
No.
City you live in?
Vero Beach.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Always?
No.
No?
Really?
No, I've had.
Did you migrate over?
Oh, this.
Migrated over to iPhone.
Why?
Yeah. Because my parents ran the plan. That's the phone they gave me.
Ah, there you go.
That works.
Yeah.
Okay. But could you switch back to Android now?
Probably not.
I feel like Apple wraps you in once you, especially after you've had iTunes account for like 15 years and you have all your music on there.
And if you have a MacBook, it's over.
Exactly. Because like you have everything synced right now. It's like iPhone, then iPad. You could take a picture. It's going to wind up on either. So it's right now very accommodating.
Yeah. And then you have AirDrop. It's over.
Right.
But I don't even feel like it's just the ease and convenience for me. I feel like when I get an Android phone in my hand, I feel like a three-year-old. I'm like, how do you use this thing?
It's because you are a three-year-old. So favorite movie or book?
That's why I was very intrigued that somebody could switch back and forth.
So rapid fire.
favorite movie or book?
Definitely book. It's going to be East of Eden. By Steinbeck.
What is that?
It's It's basically full blown life in one book.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, the story takes you through a couple different generations out in the Salinas Valley in California, and it's that interplay between what's right and what's wrong, and why we do it.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Favorite genre of music?
Ooh, I don't have one.
Do you like all music or are you just not a big music fan?
Yeah, I like all music. I mean, I love Motown, maybe that.
Okay.
All
right. I can appreciate that.
I love
I can,
the soul of it.
Okay. Yeah. I can definitely appreciate that. Reservation or just walk in?
Most of the places I go to just walk in.
I like to hear that. Favorite type of food?
Where to start? I
like to hear that.
I love really good barbecue, like
Yeah, you just opened that Pandora's box, Stephanie.
Hold on. I have three other questions, but we may not get to them. What kind of barbecue?
You're getting tested. Just so you know, you're getting tested right now of your definition of real barbecue.
Are you a big barbecue fan? Like, are you like, because there's like North Carolina
Sunny's,
barbecue,
and then
pulled pork. Then there's like Sonny's, or there's like Texas beef brisket barbecue, beef ribs.
And then
like,
there's a McRib.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to any of them. So I.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm undecided right now.
Have you tried Kreiderman's?
No.
Do you go to Melbourne?
Not that often, no.
Okay. If you go to Melbourne, all right, and this is for everybody.
And you're in the mood for barbecue.
And you're in the mood for barbecue. And downtown you go to old downtown Melbourne. There's a place called Kreiderman's. The downside is that they're closed on Sundays, but they're open on Saturdays, but they only open from 12 until they sell out.
So it's that good.
Okay.
They sell out.
Yeah.
We once flew to Austin, Texas to eat barbecue.
Just for barbecue.
That was our sole reason for flying there.
That's
the kind of barbecue guys we are. Like
I understand it.
There you go.
We're a little too passionate. Just so you guys know,
I want to go ahead and point out that we're still in rapid fire.
Don't ruin this, Jeremy.
Yeah. I know, but I have to get them back on point on barbecue because I'm telling you, Stephanie, it's tough.
Eventually, you'll learn how to create content.
Yeah,
and then you'll get on here with us.
but honestly, as far as like the barbecue around here, Kreiderman's is probably the best one around here.
Okay.
For brisket.
Okay.
And actually, pork ribs. All right. Should I move forward?
Is that yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, favorite, I'm sorry, what do you drive?
It's a Lexus sedan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, beer, whiskey, or wine? Or wine. None. Wine.
What
wine.
Kind? What white, kind? Yeah. Red.
White or red. Doesn't yeah, matter. I've never been a beer drinker. I don't know why. Okay. I've never.
You know what? That's what we're missing in our fridge.
Yeah, we don't have wine. What? Only when Nikki was here.
What's a good wine have, to have in there? Like a, that could fit in
we
that
do have Pinot because I keep Pinot on stock.
For little box wine.
Nikki, shout out.
Just kidding.
I don't, you know, a favorite white that's going around now is Kim Crawford.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like $13 to $15 a bottle depending on where you get it.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. And like across the board, most people will go to it.
Cool. Yeah.
Kim Crawford.
Kim Crawford, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. All right. That's all the rapid fire questions. We finally got to it. We are 6 minutes in. but yeah, those are the rapid fire questions. So yeah, if you don't mind, Stephanie, maybe giving us a little background, right? So we were talking very briefly before we actually started recording and you mentioned you moved to Vero Beach. So could we talk about what got you to Vero Beach?
Yeah, honestly, work did. I studied law at the University of Miami. And right out of graduation, it was bar exam, study, like prep, uber nerd cave. And then along that way, you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do when I'm done with this exam?
Okay.
How many times did it take you? Just one?
Oh, just one.
Look at you. Congrats.
So what's an uber nerd cave?
Yeah.
Uber nerd cave is like 10 different books open at once with your laptop going for an online lecture. And notes. It's just like mass chaos of paper around you.
Organized chaos.
Organized paper chaos.
I'm waiting for the Matrix type when they just insert something in the back of my head and then I download.
Then you can be a lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I can do whatever I want.
I think the Uber nerd cave is the definition of hell to me.
Yeah.
Like that's is it? That sounds tough awful. For you?
That sounds.
I think it depends because if it's something you're passionate about or all in, I think you could find yourself in some, maybe not to 10 books, maybe a book and some, maybe some YouTube video content and,
yeah.
You know, master classes.
I can watch YouTube and the TV at the same time.
See, you're on your way to Uber Medicaid. Yeah.
So what made you be interested in law?
Honestly, I did undergrad in accounting, which is, I know, thrilling and super exciting.
Right.
And so after, right, I was like, all right, I don't really want to be an accountant. I don't want to just focus on numbers. Like, let me go to law school. And because I had the background in tax with accounting, I was like, all right, let me go be a tax attorney. At the end of the day, even if I'm miserable, it's a great paycheck. So let's do it. Let's stick to it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Never thought FBI. Because most people that go into FBI either major in accounting or law. So you have both kind of in the pocket. If you ever want to, you know, change careers, you always go in the FBI.
I could. Maybe.
Just throwing that out there for you.
So currently you are an estate attorney?
Yeah, we do mostly estate work. So planning, drafting, helping people put their intentions essentially on paper so that they have peace of mind. And we also do the flip side of that. And it's called mostly probate. That's what people know it by sometimes, or administrative estate work.
Okay, so it's like let's pretend I had money, right? Or not. so right. So stuff. So if I was going to go ahead and like creating a will, right? Mm-hmm. Essentially, is that what that is?
Yeah. So we help people create wills and or trusts, depending on their situation. We also do like lifetime planning documents, which is your powers of attorney, your healthcare surrogates, living wills, that sort of thing, so that you've got every phase covered for.
Do you feel that people, this is something that more people should think about? Because I feel like that's something that people think about but never act on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. And it's such a, everybody should have something in place, whether you're literally 18 to 90. You don't need to have a lot of zeros behind your estate value in order to have a plan in place.
You know, so my mom owned a house and she passed away and we were going through the will and the attorney that we went through, he's like, don't worry about the house because you're her sons and so you're just going to get the house.
Yeah.
Was that bad advice?
No, it wasn't bad advice, but he was alluding to Homestead.
Okay.
And there's certain restrictions and benefits along with that, so without completely boring you,
there's,
there's a lot more to it, but it's not necessarily bad advice. He's just alluding to other areas of the law.
Now, and me and Larry have discussed this for other aspects of business and real estate and stuff. Can you give like the elevator sales pitch of why go to an actual attorney instead of like the online, like we'll write your will up for you?
I feel like I can help you out, but
yeah.
Sure.
We'll hear from the actual attorney. Calm down, Larry.
Yeah. That's good advice. Much like you don't want to web MD yourself on something and then watch it be an extreme bacterial infection, you want to go to the doctor and make sure, because you don't want to mess around with your actual being, your person. Well, in much the same way, you don't want to download a will off LegalZoom because it could really screw up property distribution and so forth.
Yeah,
so.
I can tell you some bad experience that I had. So I went ahead and I did a paralegal. I went through a process and I used a paralegal, not an attorney. And basically I was given some bad advice, right? And I took the bad advice, so it's on me. But I took the bad advice and it came back and bit me pretty bad. And after that, I'm like, I'm not doing anything.
Well, what you don't know that you don't know, though. So you didn't know it was bad advice at the time.
Agree. So my advice to the folks that are listening to this is I am on board with what you just said, right? Because I would say that you should always go with an attorney personally, because you get what you pay for.
Yeah. And a lot of times, and I don't know your rates and stuff like that, but a lot of times I've found when I've started looking this stuff up, it's not so astronomical that you shouldn't go do it. It's kind of just like one of those like, yeah, okay, I need to go do it. It's not like you're going to save so much money by trying to do it for $79 online.
At the end of the day, what ended up happening was I got told, you know how people say you can't afford an attorney?
Yeah.
They said you can't afford to not have an attorney. And yeah, at that point in time, I was like,
more sometimes yeah. to fix okay. something.
Yes, that's what, and I know Larry's story more personally, but that's mm-hmm. exactly what happened to him.
Yeah.
When he had to go finally get an attorney, it ended up costing him more than if he would have just gotten an attorney to start.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So again, you get what you pay for. It kind of goes back to my couch theory, right? Where you get
there's a Medina law of the Medina, which is his last name. And basically you buy something because you kind of settle for it, knowing there's one that you liked a lot more, but it was kind of pricey, and they end up buying this one. And then it just ended up happening. They end up getting rid of that one and buying the one they wanted. So in the long run, they should have just bought the one they wanted.
Right.
And they would have been happy in the beginning the whole time and save some money now.
Do it right from the beginning.
So that's the law of the
I've otherwise. Done that with stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just like, so why didn't I?
So business brought you your practice that you work for brought you to Vero Beach?
Yeah. So, sitting there in my nerd cave, studying for the Florida bar, I was also job searching. So I wound up applying for a position up here in Vero and drove up, interviewed a couple times, was offered a spot, and I took it. So that's what brought me up.
That's awesome.
How long have you been working there?
I'm no longer at that first firm that I was working for, but I've been working here in town for 4 years now.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah. And obviously we got recommended you by Robin Wendy. So I'm assuming you go to their gym?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I work out there. It's a great gym. Always a good workout.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you get now that they are doing Vero strength and conditioning, and not so much the CrossFit side, like back then when we used to work out, like we would always geek out like on the CrossFit game side. Like we would always be like, oh, who's going to win?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
do you geek out a little bit on that?
No.
No.
Okay. Hey, listen, that just means you're normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
That just means I just go to maintain and not get too chubby. So
yeah,
that's it.
I no longer geek out and I got chubby.
Yeah. So I no longer geek out or work out. I got chubby, right? Yeah.
So how do you like Vero?
It grows on you. Now traffic upsets me when I go down south
to visit
family and friends. So it kind of spoils you in that respect.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It does hit you. Like there is a big difference in culture. So it takes some getting used to, but I've learned that like this is a pretty neat town to make things happen. So just like Vero Pride, right?
Mm-hmm.
no pride event whatsoever, nothing as much as a gay bar in town. And I was able to, with a couple other ladies in town, put forth the first event, and it was a hit, like huge success. We sold out and have always continued to sell out every summer.
So let's talk about that for a minute. Yeah. So how does that work out? Like,
with the beginning.
Start from the beginning for that for you.
With Vero Pride?
Yeah.
Sure. So I, along with Shelly Adele and Katie Gasly, we got together and said, gosh, you know, Vero really needs like movement. Vero needs a little bit more acknowledgement and recognition of a more progressive position.
Okay.
If you would. And so we saw certain things were lacking, and we first started out as First Amendment activists, Amendment One activists, sorry. And
what is that?
The whole goal, that was our nonprofit name.
Okay.
Now we're doing business as strictly Vero Pride to focus on Pride.
Is the Pride still a 501(c)(3) or?
We are actually, because we were first set up to do more like social welfare, we set up as a 501(c)(4).
Okay.
What's the difference?
we're kind of dumb.
Besides purpose, the biggest difference is that when people do donate towards us, they can't get a deduction for it.
Okay.
Yeah, because social welfare can have some political activism. There's where you can't get a deduction. Yeah. So
makes sense.
Yeah. When we first set it up, we wanted to represent more unification, because it was also just around after the election, and we were sick of like the binariness of it.
Sure.
So we wanted to like bring everybody together, regardless of what the voter card said, to have a conversation and to do good in the community. So we threw a couple of different events, but our biggest one, most successful one, was Vero Pride. So we decided to focus on that.
Okay.
So is your mission still in Vero to kind of separate that binary side of it?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Because it is so polarizing, and in this room, we are very polar opposites. Speaking of us three, as far as political beliefs and religious beliefs, and I mean, we're all over the spectrum, but I don't see any reason why I can't sit down with somebody and have a very civil or meaningful conversation on the other side.
What's odd is that, as Corey's stating that, right, very polar opposites in every imaginable way that you can think of.
But best friends still.
That's what I was going to say, is that I would still do anything for these guys, right, personally. Like, I would, if they're like, hey, I need X, I'll give you my shirt. Here you go.
Right.
You know? Just don't ask me to do anything manly. But. But
again,
yeah,
not only polar opposites.
Jokingly, but right? But honestly, That's awesome that you're doing that, you know. So I you know, round of applause for you. Yeah. But that's pretty awesome. So, how did you get that organized? How did you get the word out
about Pride?
Yeah.
Where
did you start from? You had some friends, and you were like, "All right, let's.
What
do
are we
this?
Gonna do? Yeah. What was it? Just organic, or did you pay or?"
No, it was all organically. I mean, the most we paid for at the time based on our budget was maybe like a few Facebook ads. So it was mainly
we don't even have that
word
budget.
Of mouth through
it keeps asking us. We keep saying no.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard, right? Like, it's really hard trying to like put money together.
It is.
Create a following.
Yeah, create a following, especially for something that's, you know, LGBTQ plus in a more conservative town. But it, you know, it was so weird because like we kept hearing, oh gosh, like how conservative Vero was, blah, 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 blah. But
it's true, but
I've got to tell you, like the support for what we've been able to do has been surprising given that.
Yeah, yeah. That's part of it too, right? To me, like, there's a big misconception, regardless of who you are or what you are. And this is my take, so it could be my ignorance or not. But my personal take is that if I sit down and I talk to Corey and or Jeremy and they're polar opposites, our values are still very much aligned at the end of the day. It might just be a couple things that are different, but everything else is still pretty much the same. Like I, you know, still be nice to each other, right? Still love one another. Like the things that matter are still aligned, you know? So to your point of the, you know, whether it, the surprise of, wow, I'm getting a ton of support. Like at the end of the day, like even though people may think differently and it's very polarizing, like I do feel that, and that you're finding, you know, that, which is awesome.
Do you find it to be less polarizing now than what it once was? As far as like political beliefs.
Or do you feel it's worse?
That's such a tough question. Like just within LGBTQ plus,
yeah.
You know, I think it's now more inclusive and now more together.
Uh-huh.
Like where there's still a bit of a divide, it's something that you really can't argue, because then you get into religion, and mm-hmm. that, you know, you're never really going to find common ground there, because everybody's religion is their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when we do find pushback in terms of any donations for Pride or whatnot, you know, any back, I guess we had one organization that we went to and said, hey, can we put like a Pride poster up to let everybody know that we're doing this? Tickets are on sale. Manager was like, yeah, sure. Well, the next second we knew like they were throwing the poster out in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, for that, just tell us you're not going to put it up.
Agreed.
Versus just waste.
Be upfront about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Waste the product. We'll find somewhere else to put it.
Yeah, because that costs money, right?
Right. When every penny counts, yeah. You're like, gosh, like
that could have been another Facebook.
That's just
ad.
A poster to you, yeah. But.
But it's more than that to me. Right. Yeah, 100% agree.
Right. So, I mean, we have people sponsor us from everywhere in Vero, from the islands, from South Vero to North Vero to Mid Vero. So. Again, it's conservatives and liberals coming together for really a human rights cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've been supportive for the past 3 years we've been doing it.
I mean, that's awesome. Just kind of the proof is in the pudding there. You know, like you said, if they're supporting it, especially financially, because I've found in life, you know, people support you and then there's people that support you financially. And those are two different types of people.
And what's cool about, well, you know, what's interesting to me is that you're still getting the financing, even though it's not a deduction. And that's the part that means a lot to, at least my take, right? Is that if I'm going to give away money and I can't deduct it, like that means that I really cared about this cause, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I can't, the best way to experience it is actually by coming to Pride. And we've got people there that I'm telling you, the crowd is pretty much split between LGBTQ plus and straight allies. Like everybody kind of comes out to celebrate and have a great time. We have donors that I don't even need to send a letter to a request to. So like, you know, we mentioned Rob and Wendy earlier, Vero Strength and Conditioning. I don't even need to ask them. They're without hesitation, always there to donate.
Yeah, they're awesome people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it helps, because the more that people see the support, the more bigger corporations, bigger perhaps banks or entities would come forth and also put their name behind it, make our jobs a little easier every year.
How many,
how many events have we
events
had?
Events have you had?
Three.
And how long ago back was your first one?
We started...
is it a yearly event?
17. Yeah, so okay. We throw Pride. It's usually just a weekend thing. We do like a Saturday night dance party, then a Sunday fun day at the beach. And we do it once a year during International Gay Pride Month of June. Yeah, so every June we do something.
Cool.
That's awesome. So what kind of music do we play here?
We actually have had really good music lately. He's able to magically read the crowd, so it's a bit of everything.
So it's a certain DJ in town?
We bring him in. He's based in Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah, and he thinks it's cheesy that I credit him this, but he used to work at Pulse. Yeah, okay. So he's pretty good.
What's Pulse?
That's Pulse
the nightclub that had the shooting.
In Orlando, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's one of the notable clubs there.
Okay, yeah. I Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, I didn't know. It's
your memory is
horrible.
Yes. I can attest to that.
But I can finish your sentence.
Have you had any like times where you felt like you broke through some barriers with certain people that might have had more of a, have you had those moments that are kind of like really cool where you might even have a really close friend that in the beginning pushed against some of the beliefs and then now has opened up and like, wow, we're really good friends now?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, straight and gay alike, honestly, like we've had people who maybe hadn't come out who have now felt comfortable enough to do so. Because when Vero Pride happens, people that do come out and identify feel like their city is behind them. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, okay, great. Like there is this in town. People don't need to hide. It's okay to be me. So just as much of the straight allies that come out and go, oh, okay, like great. This isn't like a weird or uncomfortable event. They now are like, great, we can't wait for it next year.
That's good. How was it
telling your parents?
When
did you tell them? Before Miami?
Before law school?
Yes.
No, I mean, I'm kind of awkward to begin with.
Okay.
So I really didn't start dating until college. And even then I never really felt comfortable introducing my parents to anybody. So it wasn't until law school that,
you told them.
Yeah. And it was more like, oh, hey, this is who I'm dating. It was never this formal, you know, exclamation of, hey, I'm gay. It was like, hey, this is who I'm seeing. Yeah, I don't know. It's my own personal thing that, like, I don't
feel
like coming out. You
just
kind of
skipped it. You're like,
should be something. It should just be, hey, this is who I
am. Yeah.
So was there any pushback from your parents then?
Not from a position of, like, this is morally being objected to,
sure.
But more, oof, we don't like her.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah, but that's that's any parent, right?
So it was more of like, you need to know.
Not this person.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fair.
You're no longer with her?
No.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough. All right, so you got married. Where did you get married? Obviously not in the state. Or yes.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we just got married.
Listen, hey, I don't know. I'm educating myself here.
It's okay. Yeah, so gay marriage actually came down as legalized from the Supreme Court a few years ago now.
Okay.
So it's now the law of every state, every part of the land. And we just did a quiet little thing on the beach here in December of last year.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you didn't spend like $25,000?
No.
That's even awesomer.
Yes, it's great.
Good for you on that one. It's
yeah,
great.
No yeah. way. Used it for a down payment on a house. No way.
That's the smartest That's thing smart. To do. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what they teach you in college, huh?
Okay. He did not do that.
No.
No.
Yeah.
The bank still owns my house.
No, that's awesome. So all right. So you started Vero Pride here. And going on, you said 3 years?
Yeah, we've now done it 3 years in a row.
3 years in a row. Okay. And with how big is the group now?
Yeah, two other people you started with?
Yeah, two other board members, and it's just us three.
On the board still?
Yeah, on
the board. Are they out there doing podcasts? Are you the only one hustling?
right now it's quiet just because we've come off Pride.
Hey, listen,
but we'll
I'm not going to say that you're doing more than them, but... You're kind of doing more than them, okay?
Do you guys have any?
I don't want to give you a big head or anything, but put that in your notebook.
I'll make them listen to this.
There you go.
We're kind of big time. I'm shaking my head now.
Do you guys have any aspirations to kind of make it bigger, grander, like branch out other locations, maybe in other nearby cities or counties?
I don't think it would be Vero Pride.
Hey, everything starts somewhere and can grow.
You know, if we can somehow motivate and encourage that, sure. What we would like to do is ultimately have a resource programming available, especially for younger adults, for teenagers, to help them with their emotions, with their feelings. Because that's something that, you know, I'm sensitive to. I know what it's like. And, mm-hmm. you know, LGBTQ teens are especially at a higher risk of suicide, comparatively speaking. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we would like to be able to do is maybe just have a safe space where they can come and simply do their homework, work on projects, play games, whatnot, and have adults that they could look up to and feel somewhat protected by.
I think that's important.
Yeah, no, I think that is really important. And so to that point, right? So Viral Pride, is it more of just really just getting a community together and being able to host, you know, like a spot somewhere in town to really be able to just really meet one another and get the support group? Is that like the purpose? Like just for my own knowledge, like what is the purpose for
Viral Pride? Yeah, that is definitely going to be our core, is providing community, providing a safe space for those who need it. We just, you know, lack the resources right now to have actual brick and mortar, but we are in development with spaces to maybe, you know, rent or just have those spaces donated from time to time, mm-hmm. to be able to do that.
Now you mentioned that you know what it's like. Like, so can you talk about maybe how that affected you as a child or maybe even through college?
Yeah, I mean, so much back then, and I mean, I'm not that old, you know, coming on age 30, still you grew up and it was all about a heteronormative lifestyle.
Sure.
So growing up, like, you see boy, girl, and in your mind, then you're like, okay, like, this is what I'm supposed to do. So growing up, being a teenager is confusing to begin with. And it's not like if you're gay, you can't acknowledge some attraction to the opposite gender. Like, there are handsome men all around. And I'll admit that, like, oh, he's quite handsome.
Oh, thank you.
Right? Like, it doesn't mean, though, that there's romantic desire.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
And that's something that's pretty hard to distinguish when you are younger.
That's a good point, because, like, I have a friend who's gay. And he'll come up and tell me, like, that girl's hot. And I'm like, so, like, I'm always like.
Yeah, but, I mean, we do that too. I mean, last night we know that Dr. Story was a good looking dude.
That's true.
Like, we know. Okay. he outshines us in the photo. Like, he has to hunch down like he's some, like,
yeah,
to us.
Yeah, basketball
mere
player.
Mortals.
Yeah, mere mortals, you know. Yeah. We're like, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But that's
he just
point.
Upped our game.
Because like, you know, I'm very not educated, ignorant in that aspect, right? However, you know, we're great friends. Like, I'll call him just to BS all the time. And you know, great guy. But yeah, like, it's just something that I just never put together. You know, I'll mess with him about it all the time. But yeah, you know, it's something that people don't realize. Like, I never would have realized it unless if I, you know, until I met him. So, but yeah.
So you guys have a website or Facebook? Where can they find you at?
Yeah, both. Easiest is probably to go to veropride.com.
Okay.
And from there, you can get to social media.
Okay. Your Instagram and Facebook's all on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. We got one final question. Based on your life experiences, what is one thing that you can impart on our listeners that you feel like they can implement in their lives?
Gosh, never compromise who you are for the satisfaction of others.
Oh, boom. That's great. That's
boom.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Yeah, oh, definitely. No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on.
Sure. As always, guys, if you got any questions, comments, or concerns, you can get us at fullgirllife@gmail.com. Make sure you're sharing all that social media stuff.
And if you want to find out what's going on social media, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Full Gorilla Life, and on Twitter at Gorilla Full, like beautiful, but with a gorilla.
And please do not forget to go to our website for the latest updates at fullgorilla.life, and please hit subscribe on your podcast app of choice.
Later.